flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude. I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Do you think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey. Want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number 2 of Football Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan.
Damn, that's loud.
Me? Or
no, I'm not, just my headphones.
Whoa.
I'll turn it down for you.
No, I got it.
Yeah. Jeez
Louise.
My bad.
Bring it down.
You could also be listening on the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, YouTube, or Twitch for the kids. Hour number 1 going up here shortly. You can catch that wherever you get your podcasts. Rashad asked if we're going to be expecting any of that that white stuff falling to the ground here in the next couple days.
Oh, okay.
Some people refer to it as snoo.
That said, I thought you were going somewhere totally different with that.
I
cocaine? Dandruff?
Yeah, I would hope not.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, definitely.
I think
snow.
It was a cocaine joke.
Yeah,
that's where we're going.
Nope. I don't joke about that.
It's
I don't joke about biz,
yeah?
Yes, I don't joke about drugs, Rashad.
That's good for you.
That's not funny.
Hugs, not drugs.
It's not funny. It's a serious problem in our society.
It is.
But if Mexican Coke has cocaine in it, then I'm all right
with
that.
I'm on board.
Yes. Sign me
up. I'll take
two. I love the snow. I hope it snows.
I hate the snow.
I feel like I am the only person above the age of 30 that actually loves the snow wants it to snow. I actively root for snow.
My wife loves the snow.
Big something snow
about,
guy over
something
here.
About getting snowed in that she loves. I'm like, that sounds awful.
I love it.
That sounds terrible.
I love it.
Just stuck and can't drive and got to put on chains and got to do like, that sounds terrible.
Well, there's something about the serenity of snow. Like when you walk outside snow, it like insulates Or what is it? It dampens sound. Like it can absorb sound. And so when you go outside, it just seems so silent when there's snow out. And when you get really big flakes falling to the ground, and it's just that perfect sense of quiet, there's nothing better. Mm. And then I don't have to go to work. You know, I can just work from home for like 3-4 days.
You know what's better than summer? Or what's better than snow? Summer and the river.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And all those things. Snow sucks. Like, snow's it makes awesome. You immobile. You got to be around people all day.
Make a nice
day.
Soup.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a soup guy. You know what I do love in the snow? Like a nice like pot roast or something like that.
Yeah.
Like those always go.
You ever had Mississippi pot roast?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolute banger.
Ranch.
Ranch. Au jus. Yeah. Butter and pepperoncinis.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Throw that over some mashed taters.
Whomever invented the crock pot, God bless you. Just because so many delicious things can be made in you. And I don't even have to. I don't have to do anything. Put it all in there, set it, and forget it. Walk away. You know, you're not really supposed to take the lid off of crock pots a whole lot. You're supposed to just let them do their thing.
Let it stew.
Man, please. Whether you want chili, a nice stew or soup or something like that, a roast. You know, you can even do noodles and stuff in there. Like, hey, man, I'm a big fan. Big fan of the crock pot.
Well, the Dallas Mavericks and Lakers, they were cooking something in the crock pot. And that was a big-ass trade. But this, to tie it back locally here, this does kind of make me somewhat irked that Blazers, Portland, you can do stuff like this. You know that? Over all the years that fans have wanted them to make a big move, especially when Damian Lillard was here, to make a big trade, to get another star to play with Damian Lillard, and it never happened. This is the kind of stuff that can happen if you just try, if you just make some calls, if you just wonder. Like, hey, maybe Luka Doncic is available. Hey, maybe one of the top five players in the league is available. Well, now, granted, you do have to, you know, it's not a matter of like, who's the best players in the NBA? And let's just start calling on them. The Luka Dallas situation is a little different. The relationship, his game, how it fits with his team and other teams. Like, again, every situation is different. But if the Lakers, of course they can pull this off. Of course they can get Luka Doncic with only sending back Anthony Davis and one first round pick. And this is where I just look at the Blazers and I'm like, hey, you know, Joe, you know, guys, things like this, they can happen.
Yeah. We also live in a day where we've seen guys get traded here and say, I'm not staying here. Like, I'm not going.
Sorry. The offseason is in the summer. You don't have to be here.
It's one of the things, but again, that's when you're fleecing your best player for somebody that you know. Here's the messed up part about it, guys. We live in Portland. We just said this. Like, and I don't want to keep knocking on my city because I love it here. I was raised here. Went to high school here. Was married here. Like, this is where I'm from, right? So I don't want to keep hating on my city, but we have to be honest about certain things. Like, Dallas is a much cooler city than Portland is. It is.
Better
it is.
Barbecue,
yeah,
but
it is.
Had Matt's barbecue?
I've had Matt's barbecue.
Pretty solid.
I love it. Thanks to you. Actually, you're the one that put me on to Matt's barbecue because I had no idea
pretty
where
spot.
It was until you let me know. One of the best barbecue places around. Now, imagine that being everywhere when you're in Dallas, when you're somewhere else.
No wonder they're so fat.
Have you been to Texas at all, Jordan?
Through it. Not stayed.
No. My dream years ago was to go catch a Cowboys game, but that dream is slowly diminishing as the years go by.
Bro, go to Houston, go to Dallas, go to Austin. Those are
what about
three
Corpus
of the,
Christi?
I mean, that could be a good one, too. Never been there, but those other places I have been, and the culture and everything that you get from those places is just different. So, I mean, I would love to be able to say, yeah, let's trade our player here or trade somebody here and get him here in Portland. But most people that come to Portland don't necessarily stay. I think when we got Malcolm Brogdon and he said, I'm not going to ask for B-Wade. When he got here, he stayed for a year. It was like, okay, cool. But we got Drew Holiday. Nah, not staying here. Don't want to be here. Even a little bit. I don't want to try to help young dudes win. I don't want to do anything. I think that's all that plays. If this were the 2000 team, and you had all those personalities and players here, I think people will be more inclined to say, okay, Portland sounds cool. Like, I could play there, play with Sheed and play with Bonzi and play with all. Okay, that sounds like it's okay. But now, no. Nobody wants to make that trip. It's cold. Every time you come here, if you've never been to the Northwest, it's cold, it's wet, and that's all you know. And so, like, if I'm a player and I'm Anthony Davis or I'm a big name player and I get a chance to get traded for Dame to Portland, I'm not going there.
All right, so then let's sell the franchise and just let's stop playing basketball.
Not until you're good.
Let's stop being an NBA franchise until you're good.
If you're good, then that's different.
No, it's not different.
Seriously, people will overlook certain things. But we even saw with Dame when the Blazers were a three seed. Still couldn't get one. So it still kind of matters. But if you're great, like undeniably great, people will go to Cleveland to play with LeBron. People will go to these places that aren't necessarily cool.
Cleveland is way closer to the epicenter of this country, which is New York and the East Coast, unfortunately.
Cleveland's trash.
Well, and you go look at, speaking of the epicenter of this country, New York.
From Cleveland.
Yeah, no offense, but it is. compared to Portland, your river catches on fire. I'm pretty sure the per capita rain measurements are way higher in New York, but we're talking like 9 to 12 inches per year than they are Oregon. It rains way more there.
Rats the size of dogs.
Than it does here. Nasty. But yet nobody cares when it comes to New York. But Portland, oh, well, it just rains a lot there. It is just such a stupid argument that people bring up. It's because Portland's far away. It's because they're forgotten about it.
Portland
is
the size of Staten Island. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's not like New York in its entirety, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Manhattan. Like, it's very, very different as far as, yes, it does rain a lot, it snows a lot, they got real elements of weather and everything in New York, but you also have everything else that New York offers. Again, LA might catch on fire tomorrow, but it's still LA at the end of the day, and that's just kind of one of those things. And so it is very, very different when you look around, you look at the landscape of all these other teams in the NBA. Utah also has the same problem we have. They can't attract big name free agents to come over there. That's just kind of because they're in Utah.
This isn't a free agent. I'm talking about trades.
I'm saying either way, like, guys get to those teams like, yeah, I don't want to stay here.
You can't predict that until you actually make it happen. Again,
you can't. You're
talking
right.
about in the Dame context, like, if you're telling me that the Blazers make a move for another top-tier NBA all-star-esque player that makes the Blazers better, where they're not only a three seed, but actually winning their first round and not getting swept by the Pelicans. They're actually winning against the Denver Nuggets instead of losing in six because Dame has to put up 55 points and you have players stepping out of bounds and literally giving him nothing. I mean, when you have players that are upper echelon all-stars that also get to play with, why not try to get those players, bring them here, create a winning top team culture in the NBA where it's like, yeah, Portland may suck, but this team, this franchise, us winning like this, us being one of the best teams in the league, yeah, I'm down with this, and I'm gonna make my life and my career here because, oh, once I got to Portland, actually, it's not that bad. It doesn't suck. And actually, I like winning here with a top player like Damian Lillard. Again, I'm just saying that these moves can be made. Nobody thought that Luka was available.
They can be made, but again, I'm not even saying Portland hasn't tried.
I don't think they did with Dame.
There have been names. Like, we almost had Paul George at a point, but remember, I think it was Pritchard that ex-nated that. You know, so it's not like Portland hasn't tried to make
not
deals.
Recently.
We were even talking about Jeremy Grant was been the one that's been on the trade block and been the one that's like, man, we got to figure out what if the Blazers are going to move Jeremy Grant. So they've been in conversations. I just don't know how many people want a lot of the assets that we have.
Well, to keep it on this Blazers train, because they're winning games right now, and sure enough, I want to talk about this next. The Blazers, are they not only bad at being good, they're bad at being bad. Want to get to that next year on Sports Sunday, Football Sunday, but what is known today as what the hell's going on in the NBA Sunday. We get to that next year on 1080 The Fan. One of the hottest teams in the NBA is your Portland Trailblazers, winners of seven of their last eight, including a win over the Phoenix Suns. I believe the final score 127-108. And that sound you're hearing is more ping pong balls disappearing into the horizon. As I said, going into the break, the Blazers, not only bad at being good, bad at being bad. Rashad and I are on two definitely opposite sides of this because classic Blazers, man, selling hope. Selling people in this city that, hey, these young guys, hey, this collection of team right now looking pretty good, looking pretty interesting. You might want to come back. You know, try and get yourself some six McNuggets if they score 100 points. Maybe want to meet Blaze and that big dumb Sasquatch that we introduced as a mascot. Maybe come on, good times, good times. You know, maybe tickets will go from $1 to $5.
I feel like you're mocking me right now. I don't like it.
I am mocking classic Blazers fan that, again, they see 7 of 8 wins in a season that is going to go nowhere.
Against really bad teams, by the way.
It's not true.
Mostly.
Of the wins? Keep going on.
Yeah, the wins, yeah. All from
Bulls,
the East,
Heat,
except the Pelicans.
Magic, Orlando. Hornets, Bucks, Magic, Suns.
There we go. The Suns. Thank you. That's the one
Magic
team
twice.
On there that's halfway
so of
decent.
The 7 wins, the Magic twice. Playoff team with an all-star, let's just be real, you know, and Paolo Banchero, so beat them twice, beat them pretty, you know, pretty handily. You beat the hell out of Phoenix last night, and then you beat the hell out of Milwaukee, which I was at that game, which Dame played a full 38 minutes. So, yeah, this team, all of a sudden, defensively, has figured it out. At least for now.
NBA championship on the way, baby.
I mean, I'm not saying NBA championship, but I think improvement and hard work and like grit, isn't that what we've been asking for? And over the last few games,
no.
7 games, 8 games, like
not this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like we keep hoping that we're gonna get this number one pick and this ghost of Greg Oden and that number one pick. That's never gonna happen again. I'm sorry.
Well, listen,
how much longer do we have to suck to get a potential number one pick? Anything outside of number one and Cooper Flagg is a failure at this point. Name the top three players in college basketball right now.
In college basketball.
Exactly.
There's Ace Bailey.
They don't lag Bailey, and
they don't roll off the tongue.
The other guy at Rutgers, along with Ace Bailey.
There's a Cincinnati kid. I can't say his name.
It's the Cincinnati kid. It's the guy from Rutgers. It's exactly. We don't
doesn't
know.
Mean because we don't know them. Doesn't mean that like.
But
they don't matter.
But let me point out, Rashad, that the Blazers literally are what 8-5 now against the Eastern Conference. They are 12-24 against the Western Conference. They are playing much easier teams in the East. They are just not. Up against the same type of competition in this stretch. And
again,
to say that these young guys are going forward because of that, it's a misnomer.
Last two games they've had have been blowouts against a team that is predicted by a lot of people to win an NBA championship and another team that's predicted to at least make the playoffs in Phoenix. And with the superstar Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker on the floor, and they won by 20 points. Like, I understand. I totally understand. But all of a sudden, like, Chauncey's kind of moved some stuff around, moved some people to the bench. At first, we're looking like, but you got a whole bunch of talent that can't all start. They can't all do the same thing. And it's
cool.
Seems
so trade some of them.
And it seems like, I mean, trade some for who? For what? Tell me for what? Like,
anything at
anything,
this point.
And that's a no. That's no.
No,
be
so you
specific.
Can clear the way for Shaden, for Scoot, to get 40 minutes a game. I thought that's what the whole point of this season was.
Hey, maybe that's not what it is for Scoot. Or a Shaden. Maybe that's not what their role in the NBA is going to be. Who knows? Who knows at this point? Either way, I feel like, man, we've got a lot of young talent. I feel like the coaching was a big thing, but over the last few little bit, Chauncey has at least been coaching defense a little bit better. I'll give him that. I'll give this team that. And am I saying they're going to win a championship? No, but what I've been asking for is improvement, is hustle, is heart. And when I go to the game, when I went to the game against Philadelphia to watch it, to watch them watch rebounds come right in front of them and nobody go and attack the ball or try to go get it, that's the problem. That's the issue that I don't like. For everybody to just ball watch and watch Ant or Shaden shoot and stuff like that, that's the stuff that's not fun. You know, so to watch them play as a team over these last little bit, yeah, am I crazy for having hope? Am I crazy for thinking that this team could potentially be better with all of the young talent they have? I guess so. And that's Blazer fan for us overall. We're jaded. You know, and I understand. I totally get it. Like, I've gone on so many rants about how much money I've wasted on the Blazers and all these little things. So, yes, all I want to see is effort. I've never seen a championship. We may never see a championship. I'm knocking on wood there. All I want to see is them compete and heart. I don't care if they lose every game. I want to see them compete. And right now, over these last 8 games, these dudes are competing.
Competing their way right out of the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes.
They're not going to. We were never going to get Cooper Flagg in the first place.
Listen, jokingly, at the beginning of the year, even before the season, you know, because we've been talking about Cooper Flagg even last year as well, is that the luck of this franchise, the luck of this team, of course they're not going to get that pick, right? It's just not going to, like, you don't get the Wemby pick. Even when you do get the first pick, you end up with a Greg Oden. Like, the luck of this franchise is terrible. So there's always been this part of me inside that is just like, well, they're not going to get Cooper Flagg because this team doesn't get anything.
It's a horrible way to run a team, though.
They never have any chance. But I would much rather have the best chance possible at getting a possibly generational talent in Cooper Flagg. the way that he plays, the way that he has played this year at Duke, the way that he was playing in the Olympics practices last year against some of the best NBA players in the league, that is a dude that you want on your team. That is a guy that you want with this collection of young players.
I agree.
The best way to build a team when you are a small market franchise is by getting top overall picks, top three, top four, top five picks in the NBA draft. That's how you build this team.
I agree.
But if you are losing that chance, you are losing the ability to build a great team. And that's what they're doing. Listen, I understand being jaded. It's tough. I love the Portland Trailblazers. They're my team, hometown team. So when they win, you know, it's great. The Portland Trailblazers are winning. But that is not what's going to make this team a great team down the road in the future. This is not going to make them one of the best teams in the NBA. We're not winning anything anytime soon. The only way to win NBA championships is by having the best talent on the floor. And if you are having the opportunity to have top three picks, that's what's going to put you there. And they're losing that chance right now.
And guess who else is thinking the exact same way as the Blazers as far as, we need the best talent. We need to get Cooper Flagg. The Wizards and the Hornets.
And they're doing it correctly.
And no, because they just suck. That's off top. Those teams, none of those teams are better than the Blazers. The Hornets aren't. The Wizards aren't. Toronto's not. Brooklyn's not. The Jazz aren't. The Pelicans aren't. None of those
teams.
But
what Brooklyn did try and do was trade for some of the best players in the league.
That was LeBron James, and that was LeBron getting rid of D'Lo.
And as a Blazers fan, I would, in a heartbeat, swap LaMelo Ball and Brandon Miller for Scoot Henderson and Shaden Sharp. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
if you
said
gun to my head.
Yes,
so you're saying
outside
these teams
guys,
aren't as good, but and then Orlando, a Paolo Banchero, Cole Anthony a couple of years ago. Yeah. They actually have pieces that look like they can compete at an all-NBA level as opposed to Portland. It's that secondary piece. It's the piece that, we see Anthony Simons. He's going to be a 10-time All-Star, and then he ends up being CJ McCollum 2.0. That is the Portland Trailblazers life for the last 15 years. He might be slightly better than CJ, but all he does is score, and he can't defend.
Yeah.
So he is a CJ McCollum 2.0. Maybe
how much does LaMelo defend? I mean, if that's the
but LaMelo can have a triple double at any point during a game. Anthony can't.
Yeah, that's for sure. He's definitely not LaMelo. LaMelo's one of them ones. Should be an all-star right now.
And I guess I think I hear what Joe's saying. When you sell to these fans this hope of this four or five, core guys in Avdija and Scoot and Donovan Clingan going forward along with Tumani, and you say, hey, Shaden Sharp, he's the cherry on top. We're going to make this work. No, that's bullshit. Any other team would look at these guys and say, oh, they're good. One of these might be a starter. They're good six, seven, eighth men off the bench. But Portland is always left playing with the scraps of the rest of the NBA and telling their fans, hey, guys, smell the roses. They're as talented as everybody else. And they're not. And we're here again. It's like the third cycle of this in the last 30 years.
And that's again, you got to get people to want to come here. And I don't think, even if you're traded here, you don't want to stay. And I think that's the main thing. So we'll get a Josh Hart, who we see is a huge part of what this New York team has been able to do over the last little bit. Love him. Fans love him. Seems like he fits. He just don't want to stay. And I think that's always kind of the main thing. You know what I mean? That's kind of where we are.
Well, no, he got traded. He was shocked.
He was shocked.
I would have stayed.
He would have stayed. But then he got to New York and was like, I think this is okay over here. I think I
because
would
because they're
rather,
winning
because they because they've got great talent around. Yes, absolutely, they've got great talent around. They're New York also, so they're able to make those big trades. And
it doesn't matter if they're New York; they're winning.
They are
again,
winning. Yes,
if a team, regardless of what market, is a top team in the league, I don't care.
They got the talent to get other guys. They got the talent on that squad to get other dudes. When you have what's my man's name? Forgive me. He went to Minnesota this past year. Randall.
Julius Randall. Yeah, that drop off.
Who was a talent? Yeah, I can negotiate getting Cat here. When you have that talent like that, yeah, you can do that. When you're New York, yes, I can lure a Jalen Brunson away from Dallas, who was just in the playoffs. You can do that. You can't do that if you're Portland. It's just one of them things. It's unfortunate, but so yes, who likes you? Right now, these young guys that we got, they're here trying to improve. Ride it. If it don't work, there's nothing. We're gonna end up in the lottery anyway. So I'm like, what does it hurt?
So we're give yourself the best
end up
chance
in the lottery anyway.
Give yourself the best chance of doing that and get rid of the guys that...
But hell, if they show me they can compete, I'm with it.
I could not disagree with you more. This is not... What is competing get you? A ribbon? a good job, a pat on the back, a cookie.
For, what is? What did we get with Damian Lillard? Nothing. Still the same ribbon.
Because we didn't try to add anything to him.
We tried a bunch of times to add, something to that. Dame, number one, didn't want to help recruit.
When a trade like this happens today, you now know there are 99% of the league is like, well, that doesn't make me safe as a player then.
Oh, well,
do I need to play the Cronin clip again of him three trade deadlines ago saying, we're going to go so all in, it's going to be embarrassing how all in, and then they literally backed right off that statement. No, they have not tried.
I
don't know if you have the guys that people want to do that.
They've just don't want to overpay. Yeah. They've been forced to overpay because they're the Blazers, and they said no. And it has handcuffed them severely.
It's tough to be a Blazer, man.
Yeah, because you sell the hope that these young guys...
Purgatory. They're always going to be here. That's what I'm saying. Sucks. Like, I mean, with or without, like, this is just what you expect in Portland. So, I mean, just win. Like, just go out there and compete. Try something. And I'm just, like I said, overall, would a Cooper Flagg be great? Yes. I mean, but a lot of the number one picks over the last little bit would have been great, or number that we weren't in the running for like that. So I don't want to get my hopes all up for something that's more than likely not going to happen. Now, could lightning strike again and get that number one pick that wasn't supposed to happen that year for the Blazers? Potentially. Yes. But I don't want that to be, so I'm supposed to hold on to that hope to get Cooper Flagg as opposed to hold on to hope that this team can actually compete. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Yes.
No.
Yes, because again, a small market franchise.
One of those is more likely than not.
Small market franchise, building a team through the draft is the way to do it. Because you said it yourself, you can't get free agents. You said it also, if you trade for players, they're not going to want to stay here. So build a team through the draft of young players that then you can then make it a winning franchise, a top franchise, and make it one of the best. Because if you are one of the best teams in the league and you have some of the best players, you're a one seed, a two seed, people are going to want to come play with you regardless of what market. Mm. Regardless of what market you're in. Whether it's L.A., whether it's San Antonio, whether it's Milwaukee, whether it's wherever. You can build a championship roster and then people are going to be like, I want to go play with that guy. I want to play with that team. And you had a chance with Damian Lillard, a top player. You don't think there was anybody in the league that was like, damn, I'd like to play with Dame.
How many free agents have went to Milwaukee? Like big name free agents. How many of them went to Milwaukee to go play with Giannis after a championship? Or now knowing the Dame's there and say, you know what? That seems like somewhere I can go.
As far as
the places that you go matter. And I like Milwaukee. Milwaukee is a nice little city. A little bit from Chicago. Milwaukee is a nice little city. But compared to some other ones, no. So I get it. Like, I mean, I understand. Like, and if it were a certain places, then yes, I'll definitely go there. But there are sometimes people don't want to be certain places and don't want it. So I understand, like, Giannis should be a person that people flock to, right? He's fun. He's super easy to get a bucket. Like, he's one of those media darlings and everything. People should be flocking to play with him. People should have been flocking to play with Dame. Am I wrong? The Four Bar Friday, all the stuff he did with the music and the community person he was, and the fact that everybody loved Damian Lillard, should have had tons of people come and knock his door down to come play with Portland, right? Why didn't it happen?
Because Neil Olshay felt like that him and CJ that was the recipe.
Yep.
Just cook with that, and that'll be good enough.
Hey. It's not breaking news, guys.
Yeah. Jeez. We're up against it. We got to take a break. Whether we keep talking about this or I don't know if we want to switch to the Pro Bowl, but who does want to switch to the Pro Bowl at this point?
Can we talk about how to do something different? Like, this is I don't know. The Pro Bowl is unsavable, I think, at this point.
We do that next. But first, Schultzy with a SportsCenter update.
So is the Pro Bowl, like, today? Did that already happen?
I think so.
I thought it was yesterday.
Remember
when the Pro Bowl was dope?
Yeah. Well, when it was in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, that was
awesome.
The
week after the Super Bowl, so the actual players that, you know, were good enough to play in the Super Bowl.
Was it the week after?
It was.
I don't think it always was.
It was. No, at a point. It was the week after the Super Bowl.
Oh, after, sorry. Yes, you're right. It was. I remember because always at my grandparents the week after the Super Bowl, and you see, like, oh, there's still football. It's the Pro Bowl, baby.
Yeah, it's
all
the Pro Bowl. Like, it used to be good, and then one day they start going half-assed, and then it just never recovered.
I remember the last great Pro Bowl moment was Sean Taylor nearly killing that punter. When the punter tried to run a fake punt, I believe, the AFC. And the punter, I forget who it was, but he's running down the right sideline, and Sean Taylor just comes flying in and just absolutely demolishes
this punter.
Was it like
one of the weird face mask punters, like, you know, Scott Landenna or like Scott Player or something like
that? I don't
remember
who it was. I'm surprised he didn't die, though, because Sean Taylor just... it's one of the funnier moments ever. Because in a game that did not matter, the poor punter just going out there running a fake punt, the coaches call it, Sean Taylor just said, F this.
He Ray Fossied him.
Just absolutely.
It's funny. I'm
just Terry Tate off office linebackered him.
I'm looking up best Pro Bowl moments, and Sean Taylor's hit is the first one that pops up.
That's great.
Yeah.
Nobody else so cares about anything else. The beach game was fun. I remember that on Waikiki Beach. Always had some fun events going on before the Pro Bowl and after.
Again, should we stop doing this, though? I mean, like, what's...
Unless we're going to bring back the old Pro Bowl, then I think so. It's unwatchable. Like, even flag football. You know what I want to see? Let's let the big boys play flag. Let's let the offensive linemen and the defensive linemen go out there.
Torn ACLs, hamstrings, Achilles.
I would love to see... I would love to see... an offensive lineman play quarterback or something like that, or, you know, and a D lineman playing running back or receiver.
Throw some goal line fades.
I feel like that would be so dope to see the big boys play. I would watch that.
Again, like, what is the point of the Pro Bowl at this point? Like, just to...
All-star. Every team needs, every sports league needs an all-star.
But when we have AP All-Pros, like... If I'm a NFL player, I would much rather at this point be named an AP. Would rather be named an AP All Pro than a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, I mean it's like first team All NBA or something like that. Of course, you'd rather have that than be named an All Star. But you know, you get to be named a Pro Bowler. That means you're one of the best players at your position. You're one of the best three players for your conference in your position. Like, that's pretty dope. Like. And so I think it was always tough. And the best part about the Pro Bowl for me was always the jerseys. Like the old Pro Bowl jerseys they used to have, like the AFC versus NFC type stuff. Like those used to be dope. So I don't know if there's a way you can save that now. Like, I think they've tried and made some skills, brought the skills competition back. I think the main thing is it's on early in the morning. I want to say it's on like on like a Saturday or no. Number one, I think the skills competition came on a Friday morning. Who's watching that on Friday morning? I was at work. Did you have time to watch, Joe?
No, because also I did not care to watch it.
And also, you were probably at work.
I saw a clip of, I think it was Justin Jefferson trying to catch footballs with Hulk hands.
Huh. That's, I guess.
like, I'm not even kidding.
That's, yeah, like the things you put on.
Got Hulk hands?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, it was like slip on the gloves and try and catch footballs out of the jugs machine with Hulk hands.
See, we're
a circus at this point.
Bro, let's just race. Let's just get these players together and do some 40-yard dashes and do some other stuff. Like, let's just race.
Let's just not do anything. How about that?
Or just kind of X-nay it completely. But I feel like the NFL feel like they need an all-star type event, because even in the NBA, like, the All-Star game sucks now. It sucks so bad they've restructured it like four times over the last like 5 years.
Well, and the big reason behind all of this is money. Like, sports and the athletes have just become way too lucrative themselves I'm not going to risk any of that.
Like, which is crazy, because they're making more money than ever. They have more, a better nutritionist than ever. There was a point that like NBA guys, NFL guys didn't even like have, they flew commercial and stuff like that. Now these guys got private planes and masseuse on the planes and chefs.
Well, not if you're Justin Tucker.
And everything. Well, not unless you're him. But they have all these resources now that those guys never had. And it's like, no, I don't want to play tonight, or I don't want to play in this game. And
yeah, you can't get NBA players to play in actual games now.
No kidding.
And so the All-Star game is like, man, if I'm in the NBA specifically, if I'm an All-Star, like, I should be embarrassed. But they're not, because they're getting paid a lot of money to do it and everything. They've had to try to incentivize them so much to go out there and make the All-Star game competitive. You didn't have to incentivize Magic versus Jordan for the All-Star game. You knew that was going to be a lot of fun. You didn't have to incentivize Kobe. Remember that year that it was Jordan's last year, officially last year of the Wizards and everything, and he made the All-Star team?
Well, I remember that
freaking game.
He tried to dunk in that All-Star game and clinked it off the back of the rim. Popped off.
Remember, Vince Carter gave him his starting spot because it was his last everything. And then he hits that shot to end it. And then Kobe almost wins the game for them. It was like
that was a controversy too. Vince did not want to give that starting spot up.
Like they was really on Vince's head. And I'm like, bro, if the fans voted me in, then I should be. They could have voted Jordan, and they didn't. So now I'm supposed to give it up because it's his last game. Like,
yeah, he's the GOAT. Honestly, if I were in Vince's position, I'd be like, man, all right,
I would have said. Man, cool. I'm the leading vote getter for the East. I'm not giving up my spot. But it's Michael Jordan, again, like you said, so you did it. But I say all that to say the drama that was involved there. Remember the year Kobe got his nose broken by, was it LeBron or D-Wade? And still came out and competed in the rest of the game? Like
the last great.
Where is that? Where
last great All-Star game was the one where Kyle Lowry was like taking charges. What was that, 2019, 2020 maybe?
Oh, I can't remember.
Where they were, like, it was, and it might have been the first year that they did the Elam ending, where it was, like, score the 24 points.
That was Kobe. That was the Kobe year. That
so I think it was 2020.
Year. Yeah.
But, yeah, Kyle Lowry was out there in the fourth quarter, like, taking charges. I don't know. As far as Pro Bowl goes, I mean, the game is too physical. The players cost too much to where they're willing to risk anything. At this point, just don't do anything. Be named a Pro Bowler. And then maybe have a ceremony. But at this point, like, what's the point of the Pro Bowl if there's no game? So just scrap it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it needs to
for
be
God's
scrapped.
Sakes, Patrick Mahomes has probably been named a Pro Bowl their last three seasons, but he can't even play in it because he's too busy in a Super Bowl every damn year.
So, yeah, it's one of those things. So, again, that's why you don't even get to see the players that just participated in the Super Bowl.
Like, I saw, what was it, the other day that Drake May is going to be one of the replacements.
Yes,
I threw my phone when I saw that.
I'm like, what? It's like, okay. Really?
I threw my phone. The game means nothing at this point. I say just make it a college game. Just make it the East-West game that already happens in college. Make that the Pro Bowl. Most of those guys are going to the NFL anyway in some regards. Like, but this is not. Number one, half-ass football is the worst sport you can possibly watch. It looks like somebody's filming a movie or something. It's not good at all. Half-ass basketball is also not fun to watch because I don't want to see half-court shots in the All-Star game. That's corny. They've made it the Harlem Globetrotters, essentially, for the NBA. So it's unwatchable.
Yeah. Nothing to do to save it. Unless you make the winner, like the charity prizes, just an insane amount of money to where it's just like you would make the players feel bad if they didn't try.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing they can do.
We can literally cure cancer with the winnings from this game.
And what's crazier is NBA players.
NBA, the teams would still just be like, eh.
They will go and hoop at Chris Brickley's gym. Or they would go hoop at Summit, or they'll go hoop anywhere else and go full bore.
Yeah, that doesn't
summer,
make sense to me.
Or anything like that. But get to the All-Star game, like, nah, we're going to take it easy today. Like, what are you talking about? You're
going
to
so
play
stupid.
With these dudes who are nowhere near the NBA and go full bore and dunk all over their face, but you won't go do that in the All-Star game. Crazy to me.
Russell Wilson is a Pro Bowler this year?
Oh, yeah, he did get added as a late NFC replacement as well.
I mean, Russ had an okay season.
He didn't even play a full 17 games.
But still, like, look at those numbers. It was pretty good.
So it's like, if you can slip into the Pro Bowl with like a 12 game season out of 17 in the NFL, this system is broken.
All right, let's wrap the show up next here. Football Sunday, 10 to the 5th. All right, final seggy. We are 1 week away from the Super Bowl, gents.
Here we go.
In pure football terms, this is a great matchup.
So I reach for my 40, and that's
okay. This isn't karaoke Sunday.
It's everything else Sunday. Why not?
Calm down. In pure football terms, this is a great matchup. You have obviously Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs offense going against the best defense in the NFL this year in the Philadelphia Eagles. And then on the other side, you have the best running back in the NFL this year, Saquon Barkley, going up against Steve Spagnuolo and that vaunted defense as well, who always seems to get the right game plan made up for whatever team that they're playing. So one of those has got to give, and I am very curious to see what happens. With all that being said, C-H-I-E-F-S, Chiefs. Let's go, Kansas City. Please, please. I'm praying that the Eagles don't win another one.
I'm so sorry. I cannot stand Kansas City.
Both sides kind of suck here, don't they?
Cannot watch. I actually don't mind
Come on, guys. Let's go win this game.
I don't mind
Philly. Let's win our third Super Bowl. Like, I know we can do it.
Jalen Hurts is likable. Saquon Barkley is lovable. Like, he's one of them per people.
Yeah,
that
but
you just
Philly
have to,
fans
Philly
are
fans, and that's the
hateable
only reason,
as hell.
That's the only reason I wouldn't want Philly to win is because their fans are insufferable. After the game last week against Washington, there's a shot of, or it's a video of some fans, some Washington fans leaving the game, and Philly fans are behind them, and they're cheering them on. They, you know, they're egging them on. And I mean, it's okay. You know, just lost a football game, whatever. But one of the dudes took his hat, you know, took my man's beanie off and started running around with it. They're tossing around to people. I'm like, that's the corny stuff that makes people hate you guys. You know, I don't care that you booed Santa. Boo. Who cares about Santa? But
they threw D-cell batteries at the man.
Well, I mean, yeah that's the part. Egregious. Like, when you start assaulting people, like, that's crazy. I can't remember who it was that almost broke their neck, or we thought they might have broke their neck, and they're carting them out, and they're pretty much cheering that this person. Not, like, in a supportive, we love you,
no,
you
yeah, know, he got injured kind
like,
of way. Man,
yeah, like, yeah, that's what you get type thing. Like, Philly fans are insufferable. I just cannot stand Patrick Mahomes, and I cannot stand Kansas City. The Chiefs, the fans, I don't mind. The fans are actually not too bad. It's just the Chiefs, and the help that they get from the referees every game, every single game is...
We're working our butt off. We don't get any help from the Chiefs.
Come on,
why did Travis Kelce have to get with Taylor Swift? Why couldn't it have been like any other NFL player not on the Kansas City Chiefs?
Taylor Swift showed every single Travis Kelce catch, every single Travis Kelce block.
Good for her.
I don't mind she's dating anybody in the NFL, but I think it's attached to the whole Chiefs thing.
It is.
It just starts to become this unpalatable glob of gook.
Like, she was dating somebody from the Lakers or something like that.
No, even the New York Giants. The Dolphins. Irritating. She was dating Tua, whoever.
Bunch of haters. Go Chiefs. Go Kansas City.
I honestly am not rooting for either team.
I'm rooting for a Chiefs hard.
I might not even watch this game.
I'm going a KC hard.
I might just take a nap.
You Cowboys fan, you.
You
know where Kansas City used to be located, right?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's historical context behind that.
It's true. They won a championship in their only season in Dallas, actually.
But next week is our Super Bowl Sunday show. I'm going to talk to some of the weekday guys to come on for a segment and make this show a little bit better. Because I know you're out here listening to us because you love us so much, but you are not listening to 1080 The Fan just for us. You listen to it because of the weekday shows. We're just schlubs and hanger-ons here. So we're going to try and get Dusty. We're going to try and get Dirt or Sprague. We're going to see if Sook's willing to jump on. Kind of what we did last year, kind of Super Bowl roundtable throughout the day. But we are 1 week away from the big game. Rashad, appreciate you as always.
My guy.
Jordan Schultz, thank you as always.
Love you guys. Love everybody out there. Enjoy your week of last football game, I guess, or leading up to it.
Super Bowl preparations. Yes, thank you all for listening out there. And we will catch you next Sunday for our Super Bowl Sunday show. Peace.